She's known as a weed warrior on Kauai, and now she can add supporter of the land to her list of credentials. Katie Castle has been given this year's Kakou Aina Award by the Nature Conservancy. She's led the fight on the Garden Isle against invasive weeds that threaten to destroy some of the most beautiful wilderness areas left in our islands. She's indoors for a change this morning and talks with us from Kauai. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm doing okay.
I gather it's unusual for you to be indoors at this hour of the morning. You're usually out in the wilderness somewhere, aren't you?
Yes. We have volunteers almost every day, and but I do have to do some office work, too, to keep the program going.
I would imagine. Well, you've done quite a good job of recruiting volunteers over the years. And how do you get people to help you with your war on invasives?
Well, actually, you know, Kauai has been blessed with the most amazing natural resources. And, of course, there are birds and plants and whole ecosystems here that exist nowhere else on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very attractive for people interested in conservation volunteering to come here from all over the world and from the islands, too. So it's actually not too hard to get volunteers
to work
in the forest. Surprising. I mean, you know, people say, oh, they don't even like to work in their yard, but great weeding, a forest is just different.
Well, I bet it's different, and it's pretty spectacularly beautiful in the places where you operate.
Mm-hmm.
What are your areas of concentration on Kauai? Where is the...
Well, mostly Kokee State Park, and then the Nature Conservancy wrote this wonderful, watershed management plan, and focus more on the Alakai region, the wet forest that's more intact, and they drew a defensible line, and we're getting the outliers of the weeds before they go all the way to Waialeale.
The outliers, did you say?
Yes, yeah.
That's sort of like the leading edge where it's... Now, you're telling me that not all invasives do pose a threat to the environment.
Right, exactly. There's been at least over 13,000 introduced plants in Hawaii.
Wow.
That are known. And, things are coming in at the rate of like 20 per year, I read in some recent publication. And of course, now this 13,000 may include bugs and other things, too. But of those, maybe only 15% became naturalized. That is, they started reproducing beyond cultivation. And then only about 1% have become real invasive problems, about 130, or the number is probably higher now.
So some of the introduced species, be they plant or animal, just die out of their own accord.
Or they don't escape cultivation. They behave, they just stay where they're planted.
One of the things that, even with all that is known now about the damage that has been done by introduced species, people are still bringing them in. That amazes me.
Yeah, well, a lot of it's accidental, too.
Oh, yeah.
If you just have to sign a sheet that you're not bringing anything and nobody's checking your boots, things get here.
It can be as small as something attached to the bottom of a boot or in a piece of luggage or anything like that, huh?
Yeah.
What are the weeds that are the biggest threat in your area, in Alakai, for example?
Well, the Nature Conservancy zeroed in on the three top invasives that are the most destructive to the ecosystems, and they are strawberry guava, kihili ginger, and the Australian tree fern.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Kokei, we have some really bad ones like the vining buddleia or smoke bush, and one that we've pretty much gotten rid of mostly is that firethorn, the pyracantha.
What was that vining? What was that first one?
Oh, buddleia.
Now, what does that do?
Oh, it vines. It covers whole koa trees. And everywhere the vine goes and roots, it makes, everywhere it touches the ground, it roots.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very hard to kill, and it just smothers.
So it literally strangles a koa tree, then.
Yeah, huh? It can. Yeah, one just fell down on Halemanu Trail, just totally covered with buddleia.
Really? Well, is most of the danger that they present that they kind of hog the root system?
Well, actually, it's more a displacement process. Any openings or light gaps, you know, the ginger or guava will come in and fill that up. And then when the tree, the native trees don't have space to grow, and plus some of these invasives are actually allelopathic. They put out toxins against other plants.
What was that word, apathic?
Allelopathic.
Allelopathic. That's a,
yeah.
Run that by me again.
Allelopathic.
Meaning?
And it means that the plant puts out a toxin in their root system or from the leaf litter that kills other plants.
Wow.
Keeps them from growing. Strawberry guava does that. When you have thickets of strawberry guava, there's like nothing.
Really?
Under it.
So it wants the soil for itself, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
My gosh.
And, so then it gradually spreads, and then when the older native plants eventually, you know, die out, then there's no new native plants to replace it, and you end up with a total non-native forest. Then your basic question is just green good enough? Does it really matter what plants are here, you know? And it really does to a lot of people.
Well, I'm sure it does. And so, Katie, when you go out on an expedition to get rid of these invasives, how do you do it? You yank them out with put on rubber gloves and pull them out? Do you have to dig? What do you have to do?
Well, we do pull whatever ones we can, you know, seedlings and saplings, and but we basically, to do much of a dent, we really need to use herbicides. So we use them very selectively. We have little squirt bottles, and we notch the tree species that we're treating around the base and put a little herbicide in.
So it's kind of like weeding a garden. You can't just yank up the plant. You need to get at the root system, or else it's just going to come right back, right?
Oh, yeah. If you just cut them down, it just grows right back. In fact, it's almost worse. You got like 50 in place instead of the one trunk.
So an incomplete process of weeding can kind of cause them to spread out then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what made this your mission? How did you get so interested in this?
Well, I, of course, grew up on a farm, and so weeding is like second nature,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And then when I first came here, I took the volunteer training series at the Kokei Museum, Huyolaka. And they were training hike guides and talking about the forest is getting taken over by weeds in a lot of areas. And so,
kind of made it your mission, huh?
Yeah. The head of state parks would have a little service project for the group, and it would be pulling weeds in the forest. And I realized, everybody kind of liked it. It was fun to work together. And then you could really learn the plants better, you know, when you're really focused on it.
I bet.
And so I thought, it might be good to have a framework that people could plug into this anytime they want to come and give back, you know, and weed in the forest and learn plants.
Well, Katie, thanks very much for talking with us this morning.
All right.
Katie Kessel founded the Kokei Resource Conservation Program in 1998 with grant funding and has been working since then to control invasive weeds in the Kokei and Alakai regions. More than 25,000 volunteers have taken part over the years, and you can learn more about her work on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.